Well, dear brethren, it certainly is a blessed privilege to have all of you dear ones here today at this convention, and we look forward to 3 days of rich blessings at the storehouse of our Lord's table to feed upon. So, at this time, we're going to have our brother Ed Bleachers deliver our welcome on behalf of the Florida Convention Committee. Brother Ed.
Michael, and good morning, brethren. Certainly is a joy to stand up here and see all your smiling faces. It's a privilege to see the Lord's people gathered together again. Well, on behalf of the brethren of the Southwest Florida, the St. Petersburg, and the Orlando Ecclesia, it is our great pleasure to welcome you to our 38th annual convention, the Bible Students Convention. You know, we have looked forward to and started making plans for this convention a year ago. And we are so happy that so many of you could attend. We know that you could have just stayed at home, and you could have ordered the tapes and the set of tapes in the comfort of your home. You could have listened to the many lessons that will be given here during these 3 days. But it wouldn't be the same, would it? No. You would miss out on all of this warm love that is shown and felt by our fellowship together. And this will be going on for 3 days. So the Lord has certainly blessed us, and we hope you can endure the liquid sunshine that we're having. I guess in the Lord's providence, He didn't want our northerners to be sunburned the first day, so giving us a little liquid sunshine. Now, we know the Lord has a rich blessing for us, but let us not forget the brethren that planned to attend this convention, but because of illness or other reasons, are not able to be with us this morning. We're thinking of three brethren that were here, and maybe there are more, but I thought of three this morning that were here last year that are not with us because they had finished their course. Your brother George Yike, brother Sam Zuli, and brother Al Bushman. They were all here and enjoying the blessings, and they are not here with us this morning because they have finished their course. Well, our prayer is that the Lord will in some way make up to the brethren who were unable to be here, who were planning to be here in a special way, that He will bless them in one way or another. Now, for those who are staying in this motel, we trust that you have found everything satisfactory. And if there is any way that we can help with the room or with transportation to the airport, please contact our secretary, Brother Steve Yike, or myself. The lunch and the dinner arrangements are the same as last year. We'll be eating in the ballroom right next door, and you'll get further instructions on that later. Now, we welcome you to join us for these meals, which will provide more time to fellowship together. Also, the Orlando Ecclesia will be recording all the services on cassette tapes. If you would like a set of tapes or only a few, please fill out an order form during the intermission. The order forms are in the back of the room on the book table. Well, why are we here? And I can think of several reasons. First, so that together we can worship and praise our Heavenly Father. We desire a blessing from our Lord. And as Jesus said in Luke 11:9, ask and it shall be given to you. Seek and you will find it. Knock and it shall be opened to you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Now, another reason that we are here is because we have made a covenant with God. And as we read in Psalm, the 50th chapter, in the 5th verse, gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me. How? By sacrifice. And many of you probably have come here through a little sacrifice, or maybe a lot of sacrifice. Now, we need each other to encourage one another, and as we continue to lay down our lives in sacrifice. Well, no one enjoys this to suffer. In fact, it tends to discourage us. I know some of our northern brethren came down here with a cold, and they were so discouraged, you know, that, boy, you want to be feeling on top of the world when you're here with all their brethren, but that's something that you can't do anything about except to bear under it. And so if we take advantage of meeting together as much as we can, we will be strengthened then by our Heavenly Father. The Apostle Paul reminds us that that we should do this. We read in Hebrews the 10th chapter and the 24th verse, "Let us consider one another to provoke." Well, you know, a better word for that is found in other translations, and that is to incite, to stimulate one another to love and good deeds. Not to forsake nor to neglect the gathering of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, so much more as you see the day approaching. So, by attending this convention, it will help to prepare us to withstand the days that the Lord has before us, ahead of us. The lessons that we receive here are given by the Lord's providence for each one of us here. Therefore, it is important that we apply them to ourselves, isn't it? And not to someone else. Another lesson is our fellowship together. It's a joy to see and visit with brethren that we have not seen for a year or two, or maybe some for 5 years or 10 years. It's not that we don't enjoy the brethren that we saw last week. We enjoy seeing them too, don't we? But we may meet some even that we haven't met before. But these are not strangers. They're just the friends that we haven't met before. Our Lord will be teaching us through our speakers, and He will be using many of in this audience during our many intermissions to answer your prayers. I'm sure that many of you have had problems and you've asked the Lord for direction, and you might receive it at a talk or maybe during an intermission and discussing with another brother or sister. So when we leave this convention, our hearts should burn within us because He was with us and He opened the scriptures to us. I know you didn't come to hear me speak, so again I say, welcome to our convention.
As breath, praise the Lord, and to God be the glory. We will now have the children to come forward and sing praises.
Prayer, and it was composed by our dear sister Teresa Parkinson.
As you travel along,
as you travel all along,
on the Jericho road,
on the Jericho road,
does the world seem all wrong,
does the world seem all wrong,
and heavy your load,
and heavy your load,
just bring it to Christ,
just bring it to Christ,
your sins I'll confess,
your sins I'll confess,
on the Jericho road,
on the Jericho road.
Your heart he will bless.
Your heart he will bless.
On the Jericho road.
On the Jericho road.
There's room for just two.
There's room for just two.
No more and no less.
No more and no less.
Just Jesus and you.
Just Jesus and you.
Each burden he'll bear.
Each burden he'll bear.
About his love.
About his love.
with all your might.
Sing it
every day and night.
Sing it if the way is quite over dear.
Sing me a song about Jesus.
About Jesus.
Sing me a song about his love.
About his love. Sing about his grace till you see his face. Sing me a song about him.
brethren. We're going to ask Brother Mark Kendall to read Songs in the Night for us today. Brother Mark.
Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke 12:32. Our chief concern as followers of Christ is to seek to attain a share in God's kingdom with our dear Redeemer, a share in the millennial kingdom as the bride of Christ. Who shall sit with him in his glorious throne for the blessing and uplifting of the world of mankind? We have our Master's assurance that for that whoever pursues this course will do wisely, and that God will look out for his earthly interests, for his highest welfare. So doing, our lives will be crowned with peace and joy and rest in the Lord, which is his word. He has promised those who trust him. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom.
Thank you, Brother Mark. Well, we'll close this day of blessing by singing 362. We certainly appreciate the Vesper service and all the labors of love put into it. We appreciate the services of the day and the labors of love put into that. I know it was a blessing to us and pleasing to the Lord. And Brother Rick Sconyers of the Orlando Ecclesia will close this session with a prayer and a day of blessings with a prayer.
Most gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank Thee again for giving us the privilege to come together in hearts that we can lift up our voices, and thanking Thee for everything You give to us. We thank Thee for this convention. We thank Thee for Your Word. We thank You for Your dear Son. We ask that Thou continue to guide us. Forgive us where we falter or come short. Be with all the brethren the world over, striving to do the same, to please Thee, and to make their calling an election sure. Now be with us as we journey to our homes, that we may be able to come together again tomorrow, or whenever we can see one another. We leave things in Your hands, and we pray all things through Your Son's precious name. Amen.